done eating that bean burger?
Yeah. Nope. I'll finish it.
Oh. That was a cord on the car. Oh, he's so hot.
Love that. Welcome to Drag Trash.
Hi, welcome to Drag Trash. I'm Millie Monroe, and that's Queen James. We never say our names.
Did not.
That's why the blonde one is terrifying. Because I'm the blonde one and she's the brunette.
Correct.
Which, you know, honestly, our names could be blonde and brunette, double B's. Love that.
Fine with me.
You got that 100 points ready? We're about to release a new shirt.
That's right. How many points are we giving out this episode?
You're going to have to find out.
Keep a tab.
How much do they got right now? Well.
Depends. You could have as much as 7 points. Or as little as none.
That is true. You could have a big old goose egg.
Correct.
Kind of a
gouda.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I did talk about this a little bit. I've ventured very little back onto the socials.
Okay.
Back onto the Instagram.
And okay, I was about to ask like which one specifically.
Onto the Instagram, but not with my beautiful face.
My beautiful name.
But with my artist Instagram. Mm. And I kind of was checking it, see what's going on. What happened?
No, I just saw the underside of this and it looks so frizzy.
It doesn't.
Did I fart? Yeah, I did.
Ooh,
I'm going to move your mic up closer. I know your hair might be in the way, but I'm afraid it's not going to pick up.
It was just me pulling your sweater up, but it literally sounded like lifting the back, like a carrier on a train. It was like metal on metal, like fucking mining cart.
It did feel sounds. Like that. I was scared for a second.
That's funny. Okay. Anyway.
I don't know. It's all exactly the same.
What is?
That place. That Instagram.
Oh. Yeah.
It's all exactly the same.
It is.
And you would think like after, I don't know how many months I've been absent, that it would have changed.
I think it's gotten worse. So if you got on there and you were like, this is sending me pretty quickly, and you're like, yeah, it hasn't changed,
I would
ask like how quickly it sent you. Because to me now, I can tell it's so much faster.
Oh my God. I like immediately was like, this was not the medicine I should have taken today.
No.
And it was...
I get on there and I'm like, I have to start breathing. I have to start deep breathing.
What is that?
It's because... I'm getting all of the news I asked for.
Well, yeah. Mine's part not really of it. News. At least on the artist Instagram, there's not really any news there that's like on purpose. But because the things are the way that they are, a lot of those people are still sharing all of that information.
Yeah.
Because, you know. And so there was that. But no, it just became all like the judging stuff all came back.
Yeah.
And I hate all of that.
Yeah, because it's the whole thing.
Right.
It's like, or that's what it became.
Yeah.
To like, how do I show off and make myself look better than other people?
Right.
Or better than I feel?
Right.
And then if you get on there and you feel shitty and you're not able to make yourself look better through the Instagram, then all you do is get on there and feel shitty.
Right. Talking to all three of you.
Get into it.
So anyways, I ventured right back out.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, good for you.
But stuck on there for a little bit. All the same people kind of like checked in that are like, you know, people that usually check in.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great. Bye.
I think that's
see
great.
See you again, never.
Right. Bump. I love that, though, that you're able to do that because sometimes, like, I just get so drawn in.
Oh, no, I was drawn in.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
It's not good. Your brain's not ready for it.
No.
Your brain can't process it.
Well, and it's making us dumber. Like, we're losing intelligence because of our screen time.
I mean, I don't need to be any dumber than I already am.
No, I need to fucking crack open a non-porn book one of these days. I am getting a little precious about that, especially with the current situation.
Mm.
I want to have books that are important, that hold important knowledge. Like, I'm starting to get a little panicky
about
that.
Like the Bible?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Ugh.
The disciples.
We just want to take a moment.
Who are the disciples?
And say that. I'll get to that. Don't worry,
okay,
sister.
Okay.
We just want to take a moment and say that we had a revelation last week after watching Heretic. And... it's time for us to start doing what we really came out here to do. share the word of God with you.
On our hands and knees.
So, this is a Christian podcast now. Mm.
No dyed hair. No false eyelashes. No blood of the lamb on our lips.
Correct.
Only smeared on our doors.
This woke up. I didn't do any makeup today because I knew that we wanted to tell our fans this is who we are now.
It's like vampires.
Exactly like exactly like vampires. So when I saw the world was ending, I said, I have to grab my Bible first because it's the only book I need. And then I stopped there.
I mean, all the answers are in there, right?
Correct.
How many wives you can have, how many dogs you can kill, how many bushes can be set on fire. Like, that's all in there.
What else do you need to know?
I don't know. How to cook a chicken?
It's in there.
Oh, wait. He's turning blood into wine, right?
It's in there.
So, like, we're all drunk.
It's in there.
Fish.
You didn't read that recipe Friday. Book in there?
No.
It's in there.
Paula Deen's?
It's in there.
God.
Everything's in the Bible.
Wow. It's like we should all kill Caesar.
No, I was actually like, I need to fucking buy a history book or two because this is about to go the fuck away. That's actually what
it's
I was
not
thinking.
That's not going to happen.
I'm buying some queer history books, that's for sure.
I have.
Because I would like those anyway.
Yeah.
I would like to have those anyway.
I was rewatching RuPaul's Drag Race season 16, and they were doing the SNL RuPaul's Drag Race live.
That was good.
And the brick came on.
Yeah.
The brick from Stonewall.
Mm-hmm. That was funny.
And I was like, it could have been funny. I don't think she's that
funny. I think I'm remembering the concept and thinking
the concept
who
is
was
funny.
Who played her?
I don't think she's that funny.
Oh.
And I kept thinking, you know, we were all pooping on her the whole time because, you know, she wasn't winning anything. And
right.
They were really racking up that storyline.
Right.
And watching it again, I'm kind of like, I mean, it's all there. But is
why
it
she didn't win,
there?
You mean?
No, she's got all the goods.
Oh. But is she all there?
I think.
I don't know if it's all coming together. Like she think it is.
Exactly.
I think that she's a very good seamstress. I think she knows how to turn a look, makeup and fashion. I think that's it. Because I think that she tried comedy.
She knows.
And I don't think she likes it. I don't think she likes to be vulnerable. I don't think she likes to be uncomfortable and silly and like out her ass out.
She cannot dance.
No, she can't dance.
She
either,
cannot dance.
Which, like,
dance.
No, I can't dance.
I can't dance either. But, like, I was watching her. It was the girl group
They
challenge.
Came for her for that, though, during the season.
They did.
They were like,
to
you're stiff
her.
As fuck and, like, doing this
yes.
shit.
Yes. I was like, girl, I'm not even that stiff. But she's moving like, I don't even know how to do it.
They're not rigorous in the casting of this show.
Well,
you know what I mean, though?
It's but like, that's good.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because it is still an amateur competition show.
Amateurs. Heard it here first, girls. Ain't no professionals out there. Bunch of amateurs.
You don't have to be a paid professional to
Correct.
Make it on this show.
Correct.
A lot of them are, thank God. But, like, you don't.
You don't.
And you don't have to show that you can dance. You don't have to show that you can sew. Or any of the shit that you have to do on the show, you don't have to show you can do it.
That's right. I think, all for one, we should be on the show.
Agreed.
I think everyone should get a chance to be on the show.
I think we need to get a line going. I agree.
Get in line.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what's happening. People are
getting
in
line. I do, actually. Just not us. That's funny.
I just would crumble.
Yeah, I don't know how I could handle it mentally. I think it would be a huge, big blur.
Big blur.
But I do think about that when I'm editing sometimes. I'm like, I feel a little bit more comfortable with what I can say in front of a camera and sitting in front of a TV and seeing myself say stuff.
Oh, yeah, because you kind of already do that.
Because I can already do that. And I feel like for some girls, that would be really tough, especially on national television
yeah.
and especially not like remembering what you said and saying stuff in this high pressure moment.
Because it's what, been 8 months?
Right. And then all of a sudden you're on TV and you're like, oh my God, I have to listen to my voice. I have to look at myself in and out of drag. Saying all of these things.
I'd be curious.
That could be really
how,
tough.
I'd be curious how the editors would edit.
You. Yeah. Me too.
I was going to say you.
Oh.
But
yeah,
I just like.
I don't know.
Because I'm going to give them a little bit of everything.
That's true. And I'm gonna be like, terrified. You get what you get.
Tariffy.
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 Beautiful Millie guy. Wow.
What does the T stand for?
Tariffy.
Just like my banana bread.
Used to be Tiffany. Changed it.
Butthole.
Butthole Collins.
Is she still here?
That's Lydia. And I think she went home last week.
Spoilers. Didn't even need a whole minute.
Didn't even need a minute. Wait, do we need to do that this episode?
I don't have anything I've watched. I don't have anything that I've watched.
I can't try it with Severance because I don't know what the fuck is going on. So the minute I start trying to explain it, I'm going to lose a minute. Mm. That is a good show, though. Get the fuck into it. Get the fuck into
What's
Severance.
What's this one?
Severance.
Not Succession.
Correct.
Which one's Severance?
This is about the people that divide themselves.
I hate that. I don't know. Scott's kind of wants to do it, and I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I can.
You have to. You have to. What is your apprehension?
That I'm going to hate it.
I think you're going to be so into it.
Okay. I hate starting new things.
Here's what's easy about it. Here's what's easy about it. They are never longer than like 45 minutes or something.
Okay.
There's only like 10 episodes a season.
Okay.
This is only the second season. Okay. And literally the finale is like today, I think.
Wow.
And aesthetics, bitch.
Okay.
So like even if you're like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. Pretty show. Pretty show.
There's another show on Apple TV that I think Scott wants to watch, but I don't remember what it is.
Is it Silo?
No, who's that?
Girl. Post-apocalyptico, people trapped in giant silos underground. Get into it. Yeah.
Apple TV's doing some weird
They're doing
stuff.
A lot of sci-fi stuff. They're doing a lot of like...
Well, no one else is.
I mean, a little bit, but they seem to like lead with it. Like it's a lot of their content.
Well, because all they got is computers. And what are you going to do with computers?
CGI.
Make CGI stuff.
That's kind of true, I think. Yeah, I think there's something there. It's like a tech company, and their content is about, like...
Making tech.
Yeah.
Damn. What else are you going to do?
Some of those shows are good, though.
AI. Artificial intelligence. Apple's going to be the first people.
To really break that.
Apple people.
You think?
Apple people. Apple people. IP. Purple.
Sorry, I'm just getting a call. I think I have to take this.
Stop it.
What just happened?
I think I just struck. No, I didn't. I was just remembering a way to
like
remember
a Barney
how to spell purple.
No,
just a way to remember how to spell the word purple. It's like you're going to sneeze. P. You. Billy. I don't think that's real.
I don't think it's real either. Sorry, girl. I was going to let you have that one, but I'm like, who's having trouble spelling purple where you need all
First
that?
Players.
Where you need all that. It's six letters. Like,
that's more than Wordle.
Count them
that's
out.
More than Wordle.
It's also so phonetically, like, you might get like at the L-E or E-L at the end, but that's about it. Right? You can sound the rest of that out.
That's not that. It's blue is the one where you're going to sneeze.
P-L.
B.
Here we go.
L. U-E. Purple is P-U-R-P-L-E-P-U-R-P-L-E. No, that's not it. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Spell words.
Spell words how you like and sing them if you want.
I'm sorry. That tangent was awful.
No, I thought it was funny. I was just kind of like riding.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I went to a book event last night.
Oh, where?
At the library on Lindenburg. Lindenburg.
Yeah.
Across from Frontenac. The new library. It's beautiful.
Did they redo that one? I used to go out there.
Oh, it's brand new.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it pretty?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I've been to several different author events there, but I saw Stephen Graham Jones there.
Ooh, who's that?
He is an author.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about his new book, The Buffalo Hunter Hunter.
Hunter Hunter?
Hunter Hunter.
Are there really two hunters in it?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I don't know yet.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's The Buffalo Hunter Hunter.
Hunter.
Like it's a hunter who hunts the buffalo hunters.
Oh, sorry. I got distracted by the sound outside.
I think it's about vampires in the Old West.
Always is.
And I'm very excited.
Okay. And the event was good? There was fun?
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to see Stephen Graham Jones, go. Because he's just wonderful. Talked about how he bit off his tongue in like first grade and then had to get it sewn back on.
Wow. Not just writer.
You know that happened to my father? Sort of, kind of.
Bit
off
his tongue?
He was skateboarding. No, he was skateboarding when he was a kid.
Okay.
And fell and has knocked his front tooth out and it was still hanging there. And so they went to the dentist and the dentist literally stuck it back up in there. And he still got it.
Wow.
It's not gray or anything. Real tooth. I don't know how that works, but it worked.
How did that work?
Stuck it back up in there.
And it just took like a plant.
Do you know what the roots look like of these teeth?
Yeah.
What do they look like? I don't know.
Oh, the front ones?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't.
I'm just curious.
I'm not that curious.
No?
No.
Do they have roots or is it just kind of like a sled? Like a...
I don't know.
Teeth are gross.
Teeth are a little gross.
You know, there are people that have like four sets of baby teeth in their head?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Like they look up and they're just still up there.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Waiting to come out.
That must give you sinus issues, don't you think?
I mean, I could have them. Do you know if you have them?
I don't. Well, have I ever had a facial x-ray? Probably. I don't remember.
I mean, I guess we both had braces.
So they would have seen that, yeah. They'd have been like, yo! You're unique. I'd be like, yeah, hang on to this one. I'd be like, burn it.
Now, there was a time in my life where I had a tick stuck to the white part of my eyeball. And
that's awful.
We had to go to the doctor. This goes along with the teeth story. Awful. And he literally, the doctor is like, all right, here's my pleasers. My pleasers.
My pleasers.
My 10-inch pleasers. He took those
just hacking at your eyeball with a heel of a shoe.
And literally just went in there. And plucked it out. And when he plucked it out, the little tick had a little bit of the white part of my eye with it still. Maybe that's why I'm blind.
Maybe.
I'm not blind.
Missing a little bit of vision, though?
That tick took it. I got floaters.
That tick took it.
Tick took it.
Tick took it.
This is mine now. Yeah, and then flushed down the toilet. I don't know what he did with it, but... Oof.
Bugs are gross. Aren't you supposed to,
like, pinch them?
Right, you have to, like, get the head or something.
That's so gross.
That's
gross.
The way I would be the worst. This is why I don't go camping or any shit like that. Because I don't just shrug that shit off.
Oh.
If I found a tick on me and they're like, great, pinch the head, got it off. I'd be like, I'm going to go, like, bathe in alcohol, wrap up in plastic, and, like.
Have you ever seen Stand By Me?
No.
Where they're all swimming and they come out of the swimming pool. It's not a swimming pool. It's a swamp. And they all have leeches on them.
No.
And the one kid has a leech on his penis.
No.
And he has to like reach in and grab it out. And he like picks it up and it's all bloody. Oh my God.
No. That's not my life.
Awful.
I don't want to see that.
You can.
No.
It's a movie.
Isn't it a show? A Broadway show now? What is that one about the boys that was made into a Broadway show?
Newsies?
No.
Lord of the Flies?
It's something like that.
That could have been made into a movie.
I mean, Stand By Me. What's another one that's sort of like that from the 80s?
Oh, Back to the Future.
No, it's about a rough and tumble group of boys. It's a Broadway show right now.
Peter Pan?
No, girl. From the 80s, a movie.
Did you know?
Okay, bye.
Did we... Did we talk about this already? J.M. Barrie?
The playwright of Peter Pan? What about him?
Yeah, did we talk about this?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
That sicko, I think, girl, okay, there's this some book out there right now that's like an expose on J.M. Barrie and Peter Pan. And Daphne du Maurier, is that how you pronounce her name?
Du Maurier?
Du Maurier?
I think so.
Rebecca?
Yeah.
Bad? Well, I think they were all a little incestuous. They were all getting dogged on by older people. And that's what Peter Pan's about.
Wow.
And Lewis Carroll, you know Lewis Carroll?
Yeah.
I saw this book that was like all his child pictures that he took of children.
No.
And I'm like, you know what? Disney, I think, really took some of these properties and said, flop out the bad stuff.
Oh, 100%.
But I think all of that stuff is bad.
Yeah. I mean, not like every children's book author, not every child story person, you know what I mean? But like, that might be for sure.
Oh my God.
I mean, Alice in Wonderland, in my opinion, is not like a kid's tale.
No. It's neither's Peter Pan.
It's a trip.
Yeah. Well,
like literally, it was a trip and he wrote it down.
Fairy tales to learn a lesson.
Yeah, but not even that one. Like, I think he threw some morals in there after the fact, but that is a drug-induced book. It is about a drug trip.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Well.
And then some of those older fairy tales, yeah, they were like, we want to put the fear of God in you.
Yeah.
Because, or the fear of Krampus or whoever, because we just want you to behave.
Yeah, what was that? Because God doesn't really exist in the fairy tales. So. No,
it was like, it was some either kind of creature that was going to come for you, or it was a tale that it was like, see, if you go too far, like if you date a mermaid, you're going to get killed.
Does he die in that? I know she turns to sea
foam. I know it's a lot more violent. That's all I know.
Yeah, she turns to sea foam.
And like Hercules, like doesn't he go insane and end up killing Hera and his children and all of that?
Megara.
I think it was. Oh, yeah, you're right. Hera's his mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he could also kill Hera.
They clean up all of those. Mm. And I mean,
love the Titans, though, in that movie.
Oh. That show's getting ready to go to Broadway soon. It's been previewing and stuff, and I'm like in Germany too.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
You do?
I do. Because I love that movie, and I love the music from that movie. The Greek chorus, it's like a gospel chorus, is fucking great.
I think it's like the best movie that could translate to stage from a Disney, a Disney movie.
Because it sort of has the like looseness of like, because you have the Greek chorus coming in, it's like, it's a little more stagey.
They can do a lot of work with that.
Correct,
I just, they just got to do it right. I don't want screens with videos on it.
Yeah, don't throw in a number that's like trying to drop, I don't know, dubstep into it or something. You know what I mean? Like, just kind of give it what the movie was.
Sometimes you don't mess with things, and it's okay.
And it's okay, yeah.
Otherwise, mess with it and shake it up.
Yeah, if it's a bad show to begin with, but this is good material. And I haven't seen, I've only seen a couple previews, and it's always like, to the T number, you know what I mean?
To the T.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Hercules.
I love that song, Megara's song.
No chance, no way, I won't say it, no, no. You swoon, you sigh, why deny it? Uh-oh, it's too cliche, I won't say I'm in love. Are we raising the key?
Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Yeah, it's good.
Great song.
And
her as a character, Tim too? Rice? Probably. No. Alan.
Alan Menken.
Probably.
Who knows?
This is just getting all caught on the sequence back here. I can feel it pulling. Totally scalped by the end of it when I get too excited. Yeah, Meg is a character who she's just kind of like, well, first of all, she's like, has a deal with the devil the whole time that we find out.
Persephone.
Fun. Like that, like dry, almost Aubrey Plaza sense of
that would be a great
humor.
Casting choice for the movie.
Yeah, exactly. She's fun. She's a good character.
And the troll.
Oh, the two little us, bitch, like slurping the thing, and Hades.
Oh
gets
my god,
mad
with the
us.
Sandals! I wanted those sandals so bad.
We
as a kid.
Have to do that.
Yes.
Because isn't he like pink and he's green? We have to fucking do them.
They're like teal and magenta.
Right.
Close
it's
enough.
Very, it's exactly.
And we're even.
Basically. And the noses. I mean, we're shoo-ins. I mean, I think we need to audition. Those need to be drag parts.
Yes. You ever saw a Little Mermaid on
stage? I was going to say they have to have a chance to redeem themselves from the Little Mermaid movie. But no, I haven't.
I know people real dogged on that.
As they should.
I thought it was good.
Oh, was it a good movie?
Movie?
The show.
Broadway show.
Gotcha. I'm back and forth.
Sarah Renee Scott was wonderful.
I heard great things.
Was she bonkers? Yes.
Is Ursula bonkers?
Yes.
Sounds great.
Some of the stuff they were doing in that, though.
I heard you come back to it, and you were like, girl, she lost her voice and then did a number. And I was like,
she did it!
Go off.
She's silent. but she's stinging. No, when she falls off the boat and then Eric like comes after her, they raise that whole boat up into the sky as the water's
great.
Money.
Great.
They ain't doing that anymore.
No.
No. Wonderful.
Because even though Disney is massive and probably made some decent money on those, they pumped it into there.
Yeah, they're not doing that anymore. No, it's all computers.
Computers.
How do you feel about that Snow White movie? You going to see it?
No.
I don't either.
I didn't know. Next topic? No, I...
Who's the evil queen in that?
That's why I'm not seeing it.
Who is it?
It's Gal Gadot.
Oh, well, that was their first mess up.
Yeah.
Why even pick her in the first place?
I think it happened before October 7th, 2023.
They were...
Back when she was still... I don't know. But no, I'm not going to see it. And poor Rachel Zegler, because I like her.
Snow White?
She's getting a lot of hate.
You know, she'll bounce back. She's young enough.
She'll be fine.
She'll take a 5-year hiatus. Better kept that money. You better not have spent that money.
Hope you didn't get a new house.
Hope you didn't buy a new house, because that's what they always do. They always buy the new house with their first movie. Do not do that. Rent the crappy apartment for at least 2 more movies.
2. Yeah. You're not Meryl Streep. Yeah. And she had to hoof it to get there.
Listen, if you're going to do one movie in your entire life, you're probably only going to do one movie your entire life.
I think you have to think of it like that. Even if your agent, everyone's like, yeah, you're set for life. One movie. You got to prepare like it's going to be one.
One movie. Especially nowadays.
Oh, my God.
We don't have movie stars nowadays. No.
They're making commercials, bitch. That should be your first sign.
They make every single one. Now, it used to be a different thing if you were in Vogue in a little print ad.
True.
Or doing like an actual J'adore commercial.
No. These are full-time recurring characters.
On Allstate commercials.
Correct.
On Ben and Jerry.
Capital
Ben
One.
Jerry. You know, Ben and Jerry.
Yeah. I can't get into that.
yes. Celebrity is no longer a thing.
And it's also like all of these competition shows with reality or with celebrities on them now, that never used to be a thing.
It was a gag when Celebrity Mole came on and you were like, oh my God, we get celebrities doing this stupid stuff.
Right.
Now they're all doing the stupid stuff.
They're all doing it.
You know why? It's cheap to produce.
We were talking about good Broadway sets last week, too. Yes. There's a really good film production of the stage. God, I'm sounding... Victor Victoria.
Oh, my God. That set is amazing.
There was like a PBS masterpiece or something where they filmed the stage of it. It's this two-story like building that turns around and has alleys and fucking like inside the house and...
I think it's on YouTube.
Oh, I'm getting chills. It's so pretty. It's such a good show.
I think you can watch it all on YouTube.
And fucking Julie did it. She did the stage one, too, on top of the movie.
They're not making people like her anymore.
No.
Who can afford it?
Girl, Sutton Foster's kind of the last of that.
Oh, and she married that dinga Dorcas. Jesus Christ. I hope they both rot. I think that's the worst thing ever.
Wow.
I just like, really, you're going to jump onto him?
Hugh Jackman, by the way.
Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman, who literally everyone praised, kissed his feet for marrying that ugly woman. Even though he's a homosexual.
His first wife, who did look different when she was younger. But yes, that was a lot of commentary.
That's all I feel like we talked about.
It was.
Not the royal we. Like... And then married Sutton Foster, another ugly human being.
You're just mad it's not a guy. That's hilarious.
I'm just like, that's what you decide to do, Sutton. You're married. You have a child. I think she might have 2 children. You're going to do it with Huff.
Is that what ended her marriage, though?
Yeah, they did that stupid show together.
Damn.
The stupid show that they couldn't get that magic twice. Sucked. Hot topics.
Steamy.
Didn't know I had that much.
I guess you really hate them.
I didn't know.
Wow.
I didn't know. I think I'm just mad because I really loved the show younger. And
now she's like ruined for you.
Now she's kind of ruined for me. Mm.
I do like Sutton Foster.
She shouldn't have been in that part. She can't sing it.
For Music Man?
Yeah, she couldn't sing it.
Really?
They lowered it for her.
No, they didn't.
She couldn't do it.
Are you kidding?
Could not do it.
That's surprising to me, because isn't she like full soprano, can do anything? Wow. Guess you can't.
And if I made all that up, I'm sorry.
I would like to reserve the right to say that anything I just said could be false, and I didn't mean it, and thank you.
Hugh Jackman's out here killing his wives.
No, his first wife is still alive.
How do you know? Have you seen him? Tell me the rumors.
Killing them. Listen, I still hold
pushing
on.
Them off yachts I still in hold, the sea.
I still hold that he is queer, for sure. I think that has been very, very carefully, because like...
Also, he's friends with Trump and Epstein is and he? The whole thing.
You may have told me this once now,
and you know
I think.
What?
No.
And Sutton for getting in bed with that.
Dirty,
I hope
dirty.
You never get a Broadway show ever again.
Wow. She's had enough.
You've had enough.
I hope you saved up with that first one.
I hope that big mouth of yours lands you a different job.
Lay it out. Damn.
I love you, Sutton Foster.
The cut Please of this is not going to reflect that, though, just so you know.
Please come back and do Younger, The Return, with Lizzie McGuire.
But leave.
And
but
the
leave
woman,
Hugh at home.
And the woman who they cut out of the last
Debbie
season.
Debbie Mazur, right? Wasn't
oh,
she on
Debbie
that show?
Mazur, so.
I love Debbie
Is that her
Mazur.
Name, Debbie Mazur?
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
She's
in
wonderful.
That show.
Oh, I don't know about in that show, but just. I just
oh,
she's wonderful.
I mean, she's just doing her thing.
She's always Debbie.
There's also another woman, another brunette, who's like their boss. Loved her too.
Damn.
She was mean. She got a little nicer. They basically cut her out of the whole last season because, you know, the last season took place during COVID, I think. And so they basically cut her out.
That sucks. Wasn't that an Amy Sherman Palladino show too?
Was it? I liked it a lot.
Wow.
Should return. You know who else is in
Just
that?
Just not with Sutton. Who? What?
No, I should return. Oh. There's some girl from Bridgerton's in it. And the guy's hot, too. Who's the guy? The guy that got in trouble because he came out and said he was bisexual, but he was still with a woman.
I like that, because it's like, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but everyone freaked out.
I know, I can imagine. People hate bi people.
People hate bisexuals.
We need to get over that.
People hate bisexuals.
What is that?
People, like, you think people hate gay people? Well, at least they're only loving one sex.
Right, because I think that's the big thing. They're just like...
You can't have everything.
Right,
people
and it's
are
like...
jelly.
What the fuck? Yeah, it does show more about those people than it does bisexual. It's just like, calm down.
You can't be dipping into both C's.
Calm down.
There are more than two C's.
Correct.
Double C's.
Send him no bra, no tits.
No bra.
No,
no
shoes. No tights.
What are you doing here?
Two rings. I barely did drag today.
No bra.
No
panties. Two rings.
Hold on, I gotta do it like you.
I don't have
no,
my
it's,
wedding ring
it's
on.
This. Not married.
She's single today.
Got it.
Scott's in a conference.
So, wow. Out to play.
Just treat me like your bimbo cheerleader. Girl, the caffeine hit.
It was the demonic cheerleader at the end that I think would really grab the fellas.
You know, I think so.
I like a little bit of, or I think guys like a little bit of a scary situation.
Question.
Yeah.
For people who like, I always kind of wondered this. Mm. People who have like OnlyFans or I only know OnlyFans. What's the other one?
That's not just
okay.
That.
Great. You know, when they're making content, whatever that content may be, do they try to keep it kind of neutral so they're sort of like bagging all the people?
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No.
You like?
I swallowed right before I said that, and it came out Kermit. Sure, lovely.
Oh, if only I could do a Miss Piggy voice.
We'll practice.
Yeah.
Do they keep it
neutral? Do you think?
I think it's okay. I've only followed the occasional male OnlyFans, so I can only like based off my experience there. Yeah. It's just different. It's sort of like how we That's not a good comparison.
You can't censor yourself.
No, because I was like thinking about our relationship to the audience, and I was like, well, we don't care about them as much. So like, we're not doing
that. Right.
We're
not literally like, doing it for the
correct.
Audience.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So this is bad. That was a bad comparison. But I think they figure out what
sells.
Correct. And I've seen most people kind of throw out a few things to try to see where they stick on Twitter.
Okay.
And then if it's like, okay, that's picking up, I know what to like go for in OnlyFans.
Love that.
Yeah. But I will say there should be more creators putting that kind of thought into it. Because more often than not, what's happening is they're putting out teasers and testers on Twitter.
Right.
And you're like, wow, I'm really interested. You go to their OnlyFans, you pay for it, and you get 6 more seconds of it where they just showed an inch lower where they were pulling down their, you know what I mean? So like, they're like,
it's just baity.
Huge baity.
Wow.
And they're not giving you anything else on, really? On OnlyFans. Yes, I've been duped so many times. Correct. Yeah.
I mean, that's awful.
Yeah. Agreed. And then I've seen the complete opposite where it's like, you... They don't put anything out on socials.
Okay.
And you're like, wow, they're really hot. I definitely want to see more because they've got an OnlyFans.
Yes.
And you go there and you pay and like maybe it's a little bit more expensive. And I'm like, okay, hope this is something else, a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it is. And it's like they're giving out the messages every day, sending videos out every day, sending out
they're
like...
They're in it.
They're in it. They're committing.
I just...
So I think it's to each... It's everybody's different.
I wondered that because I wonder like... So many men post themselves online. Mm-hmm. And I just think all those are some of those men looking for women to pay for their OnlyFans? Because I think they're just bagging a lot of other men.
I see where you're asking now, which is like, and this is part of the baity thing too. Okay, it's like, are they trying to attract certain people?
Yes,
and is it just a certain gender?
Yes.
I would say that a lot of the male creators that I know that I do know are straight,
yes.
They are keeping it neutral because they want to bag as many people as possible.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Like, and it's this funny crossover too, where if you're a trainer these days, you also might have an OnlyFans.
That is kind of crazy.
And I follow some guys where I was like, oh, this is hot. And like, they're showing off goods while they're working out.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, here's my fitness plan. And you can join as a member to like get coaching from me. And also, here's my OnlyFans. Yeah, I'm very into that. Yeah.
I want these tariffs and these things to be so bad that no one can afford anything.
I think we're on our way. And I think that that's how things will change because I think it always comes down to the money.
Because you know what? Poor people can't afford anything.
And then they're going to get, I mean.
And then.
That's when we revolt.
Start making things more expensive. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, they are paving the way for their own demise.
I'm just
demise.
So excited. Tune in.
Oh.
But,
No, you're absolutely right. And, like, there's so many examples I think of recently. I've seen videos talking about, like, Dulce Sloan, the comedian. Mm-hmm. She has this really great video where she's talking about, like, America started as a business.
Yeah.
She's like, it's always been a business. And she's like, the Civil Rights Act, she was like, the Montgomery bus boycott that lasted for like over a year.
Yeah.
She was like, it crippled the economy there. That's why those people changed their minds. It wasn't because they suddenly woke up and they were like better people or whatever.
No.
It was the money. And I heard this from someone the other day too. It was a video talking about, she was like, I am a client. She's a scientist or something. She believes in climate change. She might even be a climate scientist.
Sure.
And she was
those
like,
aren't real.
She was like, I talk to my dad every week and I've been on him about this for, you know, decades that it's real and he debates me about it. And she was like, what finally changed his mind is he found out, and this is true, that insurance companies started putting in like terms to the contracts or something like that, like basically saying that they wouldn't cover climate change related incidents.
What does that even mean?
Well, it didn't matter. All it was like, if they can admit that it's real and if they're hiring scientists to these insurance companies to say it's real enough that we're not going to cover it.
Right.
Then he's like, then I believe it. And she was like, it took the money thing to really make it his case.
I mean, unfortunately.
If it hits capitalism, it might actually work.
Okay, but where do you draw the line? What is climate change and what isn't? Because obviously all of the hurricanes, all of the tornadoes, all of that is a product of climate change.
Yeah.
insurance is such a scam.
Scam. Huge scam.
I love it.
Huge scam.
I'll spittle on me.
Oh, no.
Did I get it?
I think so.
You know, it's wild out there in the Wild West.
It is. But I think there's a lot of smart people who've lived through stuff like this before, who know what they're doing.
Who are dying.
Well, they're still teaching.
Are they?
And we're still learning.
I can't learn another damn thing.
And we're going to make it. I hope.
You sounded like Parker Posey.
Well, right you were there. Like.
And we're going to make it.
With my lorazepam.
I can't do it. Tsunami.
Piper. I haven't heard it yet, so I haven't watched it yet. But I've heard that it's.
The Sam Rockwell monologue.
I've heard that's a thing, too. I haven't watched it yet either. Don't get into it. Don't spoil it.
Scott and I sat there watching it like this.
Don't do it.
No.
You don't want to talk about 9/11. Beautiful.
That McDonald's looked
that
so
might have
good.
Been where we got it. Hang on, let me look. Don't look at my chair. It's ass sweat.
Oh.
Well, the world is bad, but we're still beautiful, and so are you.
Beautifully tragic.
And tragically beautiful.
I'm the other daughter.
As you tragically. Can see, she's a perfectly acceptable color.
I was just playing the scene in my head.
I started watching that again last night. It'd been too long.
I'm about ready to search. Anyways.
Excuse me.
Be wicked to each other. I mean, be nice to each other.
Be nice to each other.
And watch Wicked.
Yeah. Streaming on Peacock starting today.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Plug it. Although you'll be watching this like 2 weeks later.
So. Yeah. And on YouTube.
I'm sure you can find Wicked on YouTube.
If you try hard enough. And guess what? If you wait long enough, you're going to get to see us reenact all of Wicked on YouTube.
We should do that.
We should absolutely do that. Oh my God, Wicked in under a minute. But we have to react it out.
Could we? Maybe. But we could.